This induction is not a replacement for any medical issue. The intention and objective is to put you in a better mental state before surgery, so that stress, anxiety, or other negative feelings are made weak, feeble, and with less influence of you. So let me ask your unconscious to just forget about them. Maybe you just go into a slight trance or a deeper one. We will let your unconscious mind decide which during this hypnotical session. Before we begin, let me just introduce myself. Hello there, I am Kenneth Blake, and you may be downloaded this from blaketalks.com. As you now know, and for your own safety, do not listen to this when you are driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can be safely relaxing, completely. You can be anywhere you are cozy and where you may close your eyes, now or in a few moments. Now maybe, that's right. And in this learning that I'm presenting to you now, I want you to reach a level of pleasing and comforting concentration and internal focusing. Maybe you don't know how to reach it. So let me ask you to be imagining it in your imagination, and to begin to notice things, really notice things that you were not noticing before, stuff that were outside your awareness then, but still are there. So let me ask you, you know, to learn, and you may learn to noticing, to really noticing what you're not noticing now, even more. Stress and anxiety, you know, are created when you think about something in the future. Have you ever thought of that? And now, you get feelings of those things right now, because of your thoughts in your imagination. Well, it is your imagination that you use when you think about stuff in the future. Have you ever thought of that? Isn't that amazing? You get feelings now because of events maybe happening in your future. Some time ago, even I, before, was I myself unaware that I could be noticing so many things that I didn't before, and get stressed and anxious about it. Situations that have not occurred, that created feelings in me right now, just right now, when I thought of situations in the future. Still, relaxing is good for concentrating on what I say, isn't it? And you may begin now and start to be relaxing, focusing in on, you know, what I'm learning, both your unconscious and conscious, both separate and yet together. You don't know it yet, but as you soon will go into a trance deep enough for you to make good changes that will go with you for the rest of your life, that will be with you for the rest of your life. Good changes, deep enough for you to make changes that will go with you for the rest of your life. That's right, you know. Maybe we can introduce some new ideas to you that you maybe or maybe not have heard of or thought of before, and add into your unconscious part of your brain. When you are relaxing further, I could tell you about a friend that told me. And he said, when I am relaxing, he said, I focus on my breathing and take some satisfying deep breaths. And he said, and feel how the air goes into my nose when I inhale and out slowly out of my mouth when I exhale, he said. I do this deep breathing 7 times. Times, he said to me, and I'm relaxing, feeling the air going in and out, he said. He said, I'm focusing on my breathing and feeling where pressure on my body exists. When I stand up, or be sitting down, or be lying, or whatever, just feeling the supporting pressure on my skin. And all this makes me be relaxing more and more, he said. So as you are breathing, let me ask you about what type of body support you are having right now. The support that you might not normally notice. And maybe you now are curious about what you are not noticing. And my friend said that he said, I even go further and I am relaxing even deeper when I find myself starting to notice the SPACE space between, in between my thoughts, he said, the space. And I know you have thoughts also, your thoughts in your mind that may let you be relaxing in between them, if you are fast enough. Or maybe you can be relaxing your thoughts also. Let yourself drift away in a train of thoughts. A train of thoughts where the distance between the thoughts are beginning, increasing, and maybe you might even be thinking of a steam engine, maybe pulling your train of thoughts. Woo-hoo! Maybe you be imagining that, and it maybe has maybe like white steam coming out of the steam engine as it says, whoo, whoo, who is that relaxing right now? Deeper and deeper still, and so nice. And let me ask your unconscious now to be repeating this relaxation state and maybe even increase the depth of it, relaxing now into a nice trance, listening only to on my voice that will go with you wherever you are. And you maybe are really relaxing good now. And as you are there, here you are doing relaxing. You are relaxing. Still deeper. And let me ask you, just for the fun of it now, to imagine yourself having like a movie screen in your mind. You know, like when you look around in the world, you perceive things like on a cinema screen, but in three dimensions, in your mind. You know, it's like a cinema screen, but a cinema screen has only two dimensions, but your internal movie cinema has three dimensions, at least, maybe more. If you add time and see movements, and like, can walk into it, isn't that amazing? And you have it. It is yours, truly. And whatever is played in that three-dimension cinema in your mind are giving you feelings. And it is giving you stronger or weaker feelings, depending on where you are in this three-dimensional cinema. Like, if you're in the movie and actually doing things, like being there, seeing as you would if you were looking out with your own eyes, hearing like with your own ears, and you get much more stronger feelings than when you imagine seeing yourself in the movie like an actor, and you are outside the movie and like you're actually seeing, noticing what you're doing in the movie, like just being in an actual cinema looking at a movie with you as an actor in the movie. Amazing, isn't it? When you look at yourself doing things, the feelings are not so strong as if you were actually yourself there doing it. And think of the different perspectives and relaxing you may be even further. And if you think about a movie, you know, a movie, you have a start, an ending, and you know, you can make your own movie in your own mind. You can create it to be as good as you like, or as bad as you like, whatever bad means. Bad can be fun sometimes. It can have a good ending or not, but a good ending is nicer, don't you think so? Because it is you in the movie, so let me ask you to let it have a good ending. A good ending, it's nicer so, don't you think so? Most TV movies have a good ending, don't they? So let me ask you to be helping me to create a nice movie with a good ending. And I want you to find an actor that looks similar to you. That actor can actually be like you, look very like you, or maybe, why not even be you that is in the movie that is. And noticing that you have thoughts, and the SPACE in between, that deepens your relaxation now in this good movie with a very good ending. So let us start with the ending first. A may I ask you to be helping me? Like when you are now thinking of someone happily leaving with a great smile, leaving a place where they do surgery with a great smile. And let me ask you to do, well, I want this to be having to be a really, really good ending. I'm a sucker for good endings. And I know that you know how you want this movie to end, don't you? And I want it to end in time, sometime after your surgery, but just before you carry on with your normal things in life, again. Again. And I want it to be very nice. And I want you to have a perspective of this movie. Like you were watching along, like square deck of cards, or like an old-fashioned reel of film that you can rotate forwards and backwards depending on which sequence or still picture or still image you want to see. Or if you see it as a deck of cards in a sequence, then every card is a still image or still picture. And if you rotate the reel of film or flip the deck of cards, you can see things like moving, but you can stop everywhere, anywhere you want, and add stuff to it or take away stuff or change its perspective, just like you would be a movie director. And as you see it as a moving picture, you can be feeling feelings. And you can go forward in time and backwards in time in this movie and change things, and in number, and in number of times you please, with a purpose, with an objective to making you feeling as good as possible at the end of this movie. Easy, isn't it? Now, your intention with listening to this were the anxiety or stress that you had before you started editing and creating this movie. And you maybe can remember nice things in your life. Nice, very nice things in your life. You can remember that, can't you? And let me ask you to find situations where you have laughed a lot in your life. Many situations where you laughed a lot. You know, though special or ordinary. Maybe you were in a school and your friend were giggly, and you also. And you couldn't just stop giggling and laughing, could you? And even though the teacher said something like, shut up, or situations like that. I know, there must have been such pleasurable, good laughing situations in your life. Hasn't it? Think now. We all do have belly laughing. Maybe in a cinema. And you maybe remember seeing someone rolling with so much laughter that they couldn't sit still. Or they are even like falling out of their chair. Maybe even you were falling out of your chair. Do you remember those situations? Remember those situations vividly. That is like being in them again, so that you feel the laughter. And I want you to put lots and lots of such situations in your movie. Lots. And lots. And even some more. Do you know about Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, Laurel and Hardy, Peter Sellers, the Pink Panther movies, or silly cartoons that making you laugh? Well, just imagining, thinking about them now so that it fills you with laughter. Really fills you. Hello, pay attention to me. You can do better than that, I know. Now fill yourself with good laughter. Ha 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 ha. I don't know what makes you laugh, but let it spread through you now. From top of your head to the tip of your toe. Feels an atom in your body. Like me laughing. Hello, this is free. You can do even better. Come on now. I know. Don't be shy now. Get that smile on your face now. Hello, hello there. Are you smiling well enough to be feeling too good? And let laughing feelings form a circle around and in your body. Form a circle around and in your body. And let it spin forwards. The circle, the laughing feelings, let them spin backwards. Let it spin in any way you like. And make it bigger. And double it and spin it faster, this circle. And even faster. And you can let your brain do that for you, imagining a circle of laughing feelings. Double it, spin it even faster, spin it faster, just relax even deeper and let your unconscious spin it, filling yourself with pleasurable laughter, happy, delightful feelings running around in you, like small happy atoms swirling around you, laughing at you. And think back in time to when you were a child and someone tickled you. They tickled you, someone tickled you, so you laughed. You laughed and were happy. Can you do that for me? And get those feelings and feel your body and let them circle you and make them more powerful. Double that feeling and again and again and again. Find some of the best moments. I know you can. Just let me say, may I ask your unconscious to find them and put them in your movie now, right now, that is, now, right. I mean, not later, but just now. Get those feelings, put them in the movie, now, positive, happy, laughing, tickling feelings. Put them in the movie now, right now, that's right. Come on now, be snappy about it. Chop chop, your unconscious is happy to please, I know, okay. And I want you to make them vivid. You know what vivid is? Make them images close to you so that you are like feeling yourself in them again. Again like before. With lots of sounds. Remember the sound. Laughter. And a lot of color. Remember the color. And if they're old black and white movies, imagine being there when they made them. And get those hilarious laughing movies to be in full color so that it fills your entire three-dimensional internal movie mind when you show them. So that you really, 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 really are feeling the laughter in them in your body now. And if not, redo them. Play them again until you are feeling them really good, laughing. Do it now. You can do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. And I want you to make it in black and white. Black and white still pictures. What I want you to make in black and white still pictures with no sound are those situations that you know are giving you anxiety and stress. Because I think you know what gives you anxiety and stress. Make them small, really small compared with the laughing movie scenes. Make these very small, so that when you see them, you don't feel so much. Isn't it silly? When I ask you, you know what makes you anxious and stressed just by thinking of them, but making those images smaller and smaller and smaller, even tinier, black and white, and the sounds are tinier and tinier, you know. Wouldn't it be a good idea to put those black and white images in your hilarious movie? Even like they are just like small black and white still picture spots compared to the colorful moving laughing that has a lot of sound. Happy movies, you know. But all of those situations that you know. And even those. that you don't know, but your unconscious knew about. But all those in hilarious, happy movie. And you know, when you're looking at this hilarious movie, all those anxious stuff that previously made you feel bad are suddenly something that you're laughing at. Because when you see all these laughing things in a movie, you can't stop yourself laughing at them. And then it means that you're laughing at these ridiculous small black and white pictures also. You laugh at them. Wouldn't that be a good idea? It is, you know, and also to remember that every new, because I know you will imagine a new stupid stuff to be anxious about. We are all humans. But insert that in this movie, in small black and white. So when you see the newly added stuff, you laugh at it also. This is good. This is really good. Because imagine stuff in the future should be giving you good feelings. Good feelings. Some people fill their life with imagine future situations and feel bad now. And that is not the good things to feel bad about. It's the bad things to feel bad about. That's fucking stupid. You should fill yourself with good feelings. Situations that are anticipated. Situations that are imagined and don't even exist as true. Imagine situations maybe next week that create bad feelings now. That's silly. Poisoning your life now. That's stupid. Feel really happy now instead. Why not? Just do it. Feel happy right now. Get rid of bad feelings by laughing them straight in the face. Put them in the good movie so that they don't disturb you. Do that now. Learn to do that automatically. Or you can do it consciously. Until it becomes automatically. Repeat it. Again, and again, and again. Because you can feel good about bad stuff, and laugh at them. And the more bad it gets, the more better, and even more bad you can laugh at them. Situations that previously were otherwise. And if you knew what situations that made you previously feel bad, why let them do that? Feeling good is better. You get a better life. Feeling good. Don't you? Laughing more and more at stuff that previously made you anxious. And you maybe even knew what it was. So this good ending movie. It is good to know that it ends good, isn't it? I don't know how you do it. But I can ask you to see it backwards from the good end and going to a time, maybe now, you can do it. And all the bad things, you can watch them inside out. It's a good time now to do it so that it ends now, you know, now. Now, rewind it quickly and watch it in reverse again. And you know, when you see movies in the reverse, you can laugh at them even more. See everything going backwards. Maybe people walking backwards. Maybe sound going backwards. And maybe feeling going backwards, like inside out. Inside out. How could you see something inside out? What do you mean with inside out feelings? The bad goes good. Maybe. Why not, if it's inside out? Laugh at it instead. And maybe you know situations that make you feeling good. Good feeling. Right. Now, down on paper, them, you could. In your mind, right. That's right. There. And seeing this movie in sequences, really seeing this, making you laughing at it, relaxing now in the space of your own sequences and pictures, so that you can be laughing at it even more. And the sillier it is, the better you can laugh. So before you go into deeper trance now again, or I might already be too late, maybe you are in one. Are you? Let me just ask you to go in one again. Maybe remember. And this time, even deeper, by you answering to yourself the answers to this question. What you were thinking about just before now. Do you remember? And while you're thinking about that, let me ask you, how do you know that you were thinking that? And may ask you to just notice the feelings, just notice of wonder and amazement of what your brain can do for you, and you may unleash a number of good feelings whenever you like. Let your brain set them in motion, good feelings whenever you like. They originate from your thinking. Good feelings, begin to learn to wake them. The good feelings whenever you like, and laugh as you realize that your anxiousness and stress were due to your own thinking. Laugh about it in your own silliness. You can be laughing at that, you know. Silly thoughts that before made you anxious and stressed. Silly, stupid, silly before now, that is. Because now you know how to laugh at them straight in the face by seeing the good ending of the movie that we created for yourself. Let me ask you to listen now. Pay attention to me. I missed you. You are feeling so good now. Or why don't you just be relaxing more? Yes. Let yourself be feeling good now. Really good. In this session for your own personal development. Learn by repeating to yourself what I'm saying to you. Trigger good feelings when you get anxious or stresses. Trigger good feelings when you get anxious or stressed, so that you may choose if you want to be feeling good where you before only felt bad or stressed or anxious. Secondly, trigger good feelings when you get anxious or stressed. Learn to be feeling completely different. Thirdly, trigger good feelings when you get anxious or stressed. Learn to be feeling completely different. As we repeat this for 50 times now, trigger good feelings when you get anxious or stressed. Learn to be feeling completely different. And the fourth time, trigger good feelings when you get anxious or stressed. Learn to be feeling completely different. Did you notice that fifth came before fourth? Did you notice that? And why is that? Could it be that I used your confusion there to just let in the suggestion? Like, trigger good feelings when you get anxious or stressed. Learn to be completely feeling different. Could it be that? What you think now? But before you ponder too long on it, return to the movie construction. And you know, in that movie, I want you to be at the end of that good ending movie. Hello, go to the end now. Pay attention to me. Go to the end. You're dreaming in trance too much. And just like going into the movie yourself now, and you can go in and go out and change it again whenever you like, whenever you like, whenever you like. Hey, pay attention to me now. We are working hard here. Re-enter it again now, because, like you may remember, you trigger stronger feelings when you are in the movie than watching yourself from outside the movie. So go in from the good end, and really, really be laughing. Be laughing now. Be laugh now. Yourself backwards in the movies and see all those silly situations. All those silly situations in the tiny faces. And laughing even more, feeling even better and better. And the more silly the situations are, until you reach the start of the movie and do it again and again and again. And for every time, feeling even better and better, laughing at them. Doesn't that feel good now? I'm not through with you yet. We have some more good stuff to reduce the anxious and stressed feelings. Pay attention now. As you know how it is to move backwards through visual movies with sounds and getting feelings, and let me ask you to either feeling it or imagine feeling it, because feelings start in or on your body and move in or on your body like emotions. A feeling in motions. What emotion? Emotion. Motion. So notice now your body feelings in motion. Notice, really notice as think in vain of some situations that made you previously feel anxious or stressed. And as you are noticing, maybe you are noticing that that feeling is or was moving somewhere in some direction. And even if you consciously have problems noticing it, feelings like movings in your body, emotion, you can learn to notice them. Emotion. Emotion in motion. Something is moving. Motion. Why do you think they are called emotion? That is because they are in motion. They move. You know, let me ask your unconscious, because it knows. I know your unconscious knows. It is very nosy. So my unconscious friend, think of at least 3 or 4 really happy, laughing situations. Have you got them? No? Okay. Get those feelings rolling in your body. Consciously, it doesn't matter if you know what they are, but get those laughing situations rolling in your body now. Let them spin and spin and move in the same places that your anxious feelings were in, but in the other direction. Take control and let them spin much bigger in the opposite directions, much bigger and much faster and bigger and much stronger, and double that. Because your brain knows what doubling it. Doubling it again, and multiply it at least 10 times. Your brain knows how to multiply a feeling so that you really feeling good, feeling those anxious paths in reverse with much more powerful, stronger feelings. Now, do it now. Do it, much stronger. So that every time an anxious feeling starts, it is replaced with a really much, much stronger, good feeling in the opposite direction. Yes, it's easy. You don't need to fight with feelings. They are replaced. And it can be done automatically. Automatically. You don't even think about it. That's a good habit for you. And spin it even faster and faster, and repeat it and faster, and double it and have a color for it. Yes, do that. Do it now. And you may remember two ways. You have now remember two ways. Editing a good ending funny movie that cancels out your anxiousness and stresses. Maybe even obliterates them bad feelings. You only need positive, good feelings. Bad feelings? Forget about them. Isn't that really easy? Did someone ever tell you that what you are doing right now in your mind, you are still learning? If you are still listening to me. Hello, pay attention. I missed you. Hello. That is to my voice that will go with you wherever you are. So whilst I am repeating that, you can visualize more. That's right. Visualize more. Your unconscious may be relaxing you more and more and even more. And when you were in school, remember, what else didn't they tell you? You maybe didn't notice what they didn't learn you then. Some stuff that you maybe have pondered about later in life, wondering, why didn't they learn me that? It's easy, so easy. If you then tell them to visualize in three dimensions, 3D, that is why we have two eyes, so that we can look at things from two different perspectives at the same time. How many times have you thought of that? Really? Because you have unconsciously done that. I'm very sure of that. Learn to notice what you are not noticing and feel completely different in situations where you want to do that. And as you think and ponder and go through this session in your dreams tonight, the nights to come, surprise yourself again and again from now on. That's my gift to you. Remember the backward good movie. Remember to replace bad feelings with the opposite good, spinning in good direction. As you soon will go into your normal state and leave this nice trance state that you are in deep enough for you to really make changes that will go with you for the rest of your life. In your sleep tonight and coming nights, it would be most beneficial for you when your unconscious would integrate the new learnings with the learnings that it already has, with a purpose to make you even better and wake up happy, relaxed, refreshed, glad. And when I count to three, you will wake up to your normal state. 1, 2, 3. Hello. Yeah. Oh, it's such a pleasure to be working with both of you. And I want to thank both of you. It's such a pleasure to work. To do good work. And especially for you. Bye for now.